If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is Drew Locke, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Roster Watch Nation, what is up, and welcome back to another beautiful Friday here in the summer. It's June still. Trash Man Cody Carpenter back on another Friday. It feels like every Friday we're sitting down, end of the week, sun's still shining, trying to get our ring lights right, trying to get our backgrounds right, as you can see. Trash Man, where'd your background go? It was just up. We just had matching backgrounds dang near. And today we're going to be talking about tight ends. We went through a series. We talked about quarterbacks, receivers, running backs, tight ends that could finish top 10 in this season or be in the top 10 in Dynasty in the next year. And now we're going to be talking about some breakouts, some like third-year projections. Maybe not breakouts, but third-year projections, third-year where this guy sits. So we're looking through the 2023 draft class right now, and I went back and looked at the 2022 draft class a little bit to kind of see some guys' names like Trey McBride, Chig Okonkwo, Cade Otton. I didn't realize he had 10 touchdowns through his first three seasons, but we want to talk about this 2023 class and who can take that next step forward. Trash Man, how the hell are you doing?
I can't complain. Ready to talk about football.
Football? What's that? Football? We don't talk about football on this show, do we?
American football.
American football. I've seen a lot of European football in my timeline. I don't really know much about it, but I've seen some of it. I don't know if you watch any European football.
I mean, are we talking about soccer at this point? I'm not really sure.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. I think that's what that year. I think that's what the origin of football, right, is European soccer.
Yeah. Soccer came to get its name, I think, from the association, like the Football Association. It's something like kind of random that soccer got its name from. But, you know, it's not my point of expertise by any means, and nor will it ever be.
Well, I think it came to be in my thought process because it's not called football in America. It's called soccer because football's king. Football being a sport that you throw and catch and kick and run and everything else with, score touchdowns. It's much funner. It's football is king. It's not America's game like baseball, but football is king. Anyway, tight ends can block, can catch, can run.
Can touch it with their hands.
Touch it with their hands. They'd probably make pretty dang good goalies. But the 2023 tight end class. Sam Laporta is the king of the top right now. For us in Dynasty over on rosterwatch.com, you get the Dynasty top 250 over at rosterwatch.com if you become a pro or a premium member today. That thing's updated and iterated on a daily basis. It has Sam Laporta as our consensus tight end three right now behind Trey McBride and Brock Bowers. Trey McBride, of course, comes from that 2022 class, and Brock Bowers from this last rookie class. He's our tight end one, and he's a top 15 player consensus in 1QB Dynasty. It's interesting, Trashman, to just look back the last couple of years. We've seen these draft classes come through with Bowers and Laporta and McBride, to name a few, and what it has done to the tight end landscape, where it feels like a few years ago we were looking at Kelce, Andrews, Kittle, some of these big names that have now since gotten to, you know, now looking at yesteryear, where they're now in their 30, 31, 32 year. I think Kelce's up to 34 this year. What is he? 36 this year for Travis Kelce. He's fallen down to around our tight end 16 or 18. So anyways, this 2023 class with Sam Laporta, 1,600 yards, 17 touchdowns, head and shoulders above the rest of the class. Is there anybody in this class of Tucker Kraft, Dalton Kincaid, Michael Mayer? Where do you want to start?
Let's start at the bottom and work our way to the top. Honestly, it's kind of a tie for me at the bottom between Luke Musgrave and Tucker Kraft. You know, at the beginning of last season, we would say that Luke Musgrave had the leg up, but Tucker Kraft came in upon Luke Musgrave being, you know, injured, and he filled the gap. He minded the gap well in his absence, and may have the leg up in 2025. But both of those guys, third-year tight ends in a viable offense. The only issue there really is that, you know, it's just like there's a plethora of pass catchers in Green Bay who we aren't really sure how to shake out with at this point. That being said, I think both Musgrave and Kraft offer value. I mean, there's kind of 1A, 1B kind of situation there at tight end for Green Bay. Both are in their third year, both primed for a breakout.
It's interesting you bring them up together. Obviously, they're on the same football team. But for me, they're in different categories. Like, I think Musgrave, if you want to start at the bottom, I think we would start with the Musgrave thing, which is weird because when this class came through as rookies, I had both of these guys, Tucker Kraft and Luke Musgrave, at tight end 4 and 5. Bang, bang. 4 and 5. And then they went and got drafted to the same team, and it was like, all right, which one of these guys has to be pushed down? And we had the kind of rookie input of Luke Musgrave was this, you know, high school slalom skier, played volleyball, he's the better athlete, all this stuff. He played Power 5 at Oregon State. And you have Tucker Kraft's side where, yes, there's a little bit of a lineage being built at South Dakota State behind Dallas Goedert, and Tucker Kraft could be that next guy. But, yeah, if you're going to put your eggs in a basket, it's probably going to be Musgrave. Through 2 years, Luke Musgrave has 390 yards and one touchdown. Tucker Kraft has over 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns. Right now, the consensus on Keep Trade Cut has Tucker Kraft, who's 24 and a half years old, at tight end 8. Luke Musgrave is down around tight end 32, and he's the same age. For us in Dynasty right now, in general, me and you have Kraft kind of side by side, right around the 120 marker in Dynasty 1 QB. But Luke Musgrave, you have around 144. I have around 234. I've sort of, just kind of kicked the can. I guess I've just looked at the Musgrave situation as I'm going to be out on him until he departs Green Bay. Because and another thing that came out this week was Jordan Love talking about him in OTAs, Tucker Kraft, about him saying specifically Tucker Kraft's usage is a major point of focus this spring. Last year he had 4.1 targets per game, 15% target share, 26% target rate, and an 84% snap share. Now, that comes with Luke Musgrave dealing with a lot of injuries. I love them both, but everything we're hearing feels like Tucker Kraft's probably going to be, and I quote from Jordan Love, a big part of going into the season is finding ways to continue getting Tuck the ball, get him as many touches as we can in a game. He's a dynamic playmaker, and that's going to be a focus. So I think, I feel like Musgrave's probably in the same boat as fellow draft class player Michael Mayer. Except that Kraft and Musgrave came in the same class together. Mayer sort of just sat there and got cucked by Brock Bowers the following season. And having been in an offense that didn't really have a lot of firepower. And then Bowers comes in and creates the firepower. Mayer is now just kind of not really a ticking time bomb, but just kind of watching the clock go round and round until it's his time to just depart and look for that late career position or not position change, but change of scenery.
I mean, yes and no. I mean, the thing is, if either one of these guys gets injured, you know, Meyer and Musgrave are just going to plug right in and they'll continue to get that usage. So I don't think the outlooks are quite as bleak for either of those two guys. I do think that in Kraft and Musgrave's situation, I mean, you do go with a hot hand. And Kraft definitely has that hot hand out for the 2024 season. And Bowers is a premier tight end. But I guess the silver lining there is in either case, if either one of those guys gets hurt, Musgrave and Meyer become valuable pieces of those offenses immediately.
Another player in this class that's a lot of high expectations coming out of Utah, in Dalton Kincaid, have him back to back with Tucker Kraft in Dynasty, is tight end 11, Dalton Kincaid, who you have at 102, I have at 114. You're a little bit higher on Kincaid than I am. I still like Kincaid. I'm nervous about the whole situation. I hear all this crap about Keon Coleman, me liking Keon Coleman, because it's Buffalo and because they're not going to throw the ball to Keon Coleman. Keon Coleman's not good, but it's like there's Khalil Shakir there and Josh Palmer and Elijah Moore. And it's like, that's not really that much that we're talking about competing with. Dalton Kincaid has 1,100 yards and 4 touchdowns. I did forget to mention Dawson Knox, who I guess got a big contract a year ago, 4 years. I think it was like $64 million. But Dalton Kincaid's there with just 4 touchdowns and 1,100 yards, just merely yards ahead of Tucker Kraft. I think we could qualify Kincaid having been like, you know, he's going into that third year. This kind of feels like a make or break situation. If you look at the class behind him, now again, he's on better pace than that class behind him. Chigakonkwo, 1,400 yards, 6 touchdowns. Jake Ferguson, 1,400 yards, 7 touchdowns. Isaiah Likely, 1,200 yards, 14 touchdowns through 3 seasons. Kincaid has 1,100 yards and 4 touchdowns entering his third season. Do you still see life for Dalton Kincaid where it can continue to kind of grow up the dynasty rankings? Because right now he's looking up at the names like we just talked about, Sam Laporta, McBride, Bowers, of course, at the top. But then you have rookies that have entered the conversation and, you know, Colston Loveland, Tyler Warren, things of this nature. Like, is there still room for Kincaid to put himself back in that conversation?
Absolutely. I mean, one, he's on a pass-heavy offense with Josh Allen, who is arguably, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Stephon Diggs is gone. Kincaid has a 2.12 yards per route run in 2024, which is in the tops amongst tight ends in 2024. I mean, they haven't added a premier wide receiver one in that offense. And I think with the team lacking a clear number one receiver, with the yards per route run, with his athletic ability, I mean, and with the Bills kind of seemingly wanting to ape what the Chiefs do step by step, you know, the Chiefs have marquee tight end, you know, the kind of rule makers at the wide receiver position, at least historically, the past few years. And I think the Bills are kind of going in the same direction. So yeah, I definitely see breakout potential for Kincaid in his third year.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dog-proof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
Is there any other tight ends you want to talk about in this class?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't talked about Brenton Strange, who, I mean, some would say is a sleeper. He just, you know, hasn't had really a breakout season. He doesn't have that name recognition that some of these other guys have. But no more Evan Engram, no more Gabe Davis. Limited role in 2024, 40 passes, 411 yards, 2 touchdowns, but 18.1 target rate per route run without Engram on the field. Those are tight end one kind of numbers. We have to expect the Jaguars to improve this season. We're expecting the Jaguars to improve this season. We're expecting Trevor Lawrence to improve this season. And if we expect all those things, you know, then the rising tide lifts all ships, and Brenton Strange is in that bay. So there's definitely room for Strange to improve in his third year under Doug Peterson.
I can admit that I maybe pushed Musgrave down the rankings a little bit much. Because I think talking about him, I think this is why I love doing shows, especially with you, because we can join on these dynasty rankings, but we don't really talk about the dynasty rankings unless we're on the show talking about the dynasty rankings. So I think I've moved Luke Musgrave down a bit much. But funny enough, and almost equally, we have the exact opposite situation with Brenton Strange. So I have Musgrave at 234, you have Musgrave at 144. I have Strange at 160, and you have Strange at 237. So we're kind of like flip-flopped, where I have one super high, you have one super low, and then kind of the inverse.
Yeah, I just need to adjust Brenton Strange.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, in context of this, I think I need to come up towards you with Musgrave, and I kind of feel like we both need to move Strange up. Because
yeah,
Strange has 446 yards, 3 touchdowns, Musgrave 392 and 1 touchdown. Now we're not just going stat based here. When we do look at keep trade cut, Strange is dynasty tight end 20 in at keep trade cut. We have him at tight end 29. And the situation in Jacksonville right now, I know that the injury hiccup thing that happened on Tuesday or Wednesday with Brian Thomas was nothing serious, but the thought of that, if anybody goes down in that Jacksonville passing offense, even if nobody goes down, I mean, he had 53 targets last year, 40 receptions, 411 yards. Like, he didn't have that big breakout, that big step forward, but kind of like we saw from Isaiah Likely this year, where, you know, there's more weaponry, I think, in that Baltimore passing game. And Isaiah Likely started off the season last year on a little bit of a tear, and that really vaulted Isaiah Likely's value in dynasty up to a different level. That first game against Kansas City last year, remember, he went 9 for 111 yards and a touchdown. I'm not trying to compare the two players, but Likely's a guy that is now in his fourth year, just got done with that third season. Strange is a candidate, I think, in that tier or that grouping of players in that 2023 class that, like, we kind of already have an idea what Kraft and Kincaid are. Obviously, Laporte is at the top dog. But when you talk about, like, that next group of guys that hasn't crested 500 yards, you talk about the Mayors of the world, who's behind Bowers, Musgrave, who's playing with Kraft. You got Josh Wiley in Tennessee, who's now behind – well, he's been behind Chigakonkwo, who's a fourth-year guy, and now with Gunnar Helm in that offense. Luke Schoonmaker in Dallas – okay, ship's probably about sailed for fantasy purposes. And then Darnell Washington in Pittsburgh, who we can talk about in a minute if we want. But Strange feels like the guy that's obviously, right, they move on from Evan Engram, and Christian Kirk's no longer there, and the weaponry is, it's elite with Brian Thomas and Travis Hunter. We don't know how much Travis Hunter's going to play offense. But past that, it's Parker Washington. And I do think that Strange is a guy that I think just in general – yeah, I think you were a little bit low, but I think I'm low on Strange as well, and that he's one that we could definitely correct on. And I just don't know what area to get him up to. Because, like, even you know, you get up to – so Travis Kelce's at tight end 16. Mason Taylor's at 15. Likely's at 14 for us in Dynasty as a consensus. Like I said, Strange is tight end 20. Like – that's doubling us. So I guess the tier I just spoke of is 14, 15, 16. Where he's at keep trade cut's 20. We have him at 29. What's kind of an area, maybe not that Strange could end up at, but an area that you would feel good at for Strange in Dynasty? Like, is it more closer to the Evan Engram area? We have Evan Engram right now at tight end 21 consensus.
I put him around the Kyle Pitts, Pratt Freiermuth area.
Okay.
And that's where I just put him. Making some adjustments on the fly.
So that's around what? That's right around 150. I think that's a good spot.
Actually in the 170s.
170s?
No, that's in Superflex, though. Yeah. Like mid-160s.
Okay. I like that. I think Strange has got the abilities, and, like, even through that, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's like our right now conversation. I think there's potential for him to, I don't know, bust through, like, really make a name for, like, the situation is the situation. We've seen what Evan Engram has done in that Jacksonville. Now it's a much different offense, but also, like, Liam Cohen's been in Tampa the last couple of years. Cade Otton entering his fourth season, who just got done with that third year, 1,400 yards, 10 touchdowns. And he's been playing with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, right? We look back to 2023 in that Jacksonville offense with that quarterback, 143 targets went Evan Engram's direction. Even last year, playing in just 9 games, Evan Engram had 64 targets. So if you take, you know, this is stupid math, but if you take Evan Engram 64 targets this last year, and you take Brenton Strange's 40, what the hell was the number? 40, I just had it. 40 targets.
44 passes, I think.
53 targets. So if you take his 53 targets, and you take Evan Engram's 64 targets, you're talking about 117 tight end targets just between those two guys last year, and now it's just Strange really in that room. So I think that vaults him up to a different category. He's probably my favorite target right now, Strange, as a low key guy. I don't think Tucker Kraft is really low key anymore, but I think Strange is still in a category that you can still kind of attack him in 2025. One more before we get out, just because I want to bring him up and because he's a big donkey and because we had a comment from new quarterback Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Freiermuth is there. I love Pat Freiermuth. I mean, he doesn't exactly
give us – not his third year, is it?
No, I know. I'm not talking about Pat. I'm going to get to – it's more about Darnell. But Pat Freiermuth is there, but he hasn't exactly fulfilled the prophecy of Pat Freiermuth of kind of becoming that – you know, I don't really know what the prophecy of him was, but it was, in my mind, potentially like a T.J. Hockenson type situation if he could get there. He hasn't got there. I'm not sure he will. The quote from Aaron Rodgers on Wednesday about Darnell Washington was, and I quote, comparing him to Mercedes Lewis in Green Bay. Darnell gets high praise from Aaron Rodgers when Aaron Rodgers talked about how new Steelers tight end Darnell Washington, he doesn't hesitate to drop a familiar name, Mercedes Lewis. The comparison raised some eyebrows, but for those who have followed both players, it makes perfect sense. Rodgers loves Mercedes Lewis, trash man. Loved him, right? But the problem with Mercedes Lewis, if you go back to the Green Bay days, Mercedes Lewis had a 10-touchdown season in Jacksonville. If you go back to the Green Bay days, in 5 seasons in Green Bay, 5 total seasons, Mercedes Lewis played 81 games. He had 57 catches. He also had 6 touchdowns in 81 games. Never crested more than 215 yards, never crested more than 25 catches, and never caught more than 3 touchdowns. High praise or not, all that is an annoying player in fantasy football that is taking away touchdowns from DK Metcalf and Caleb Johnson and Pat Freiermuth. Darnell Washington as a prospect, 6'7", 264, I think as a high schooler, he was a 5-star prospect. He was, you know, looked at as this next thing because he was so massive at Georgia. Any chance in hell Darnell Washington takes a real step forward and bites into that Pat Freiermuth kind of workload? We have heard some Jonnu Smith stuff. Is Darnell Washington going to do anything? He's 23.8 years old still.
I mean, he could. I mean, there definitely is a shortage of dominant pass catchers in that offense. I mean, we talked about Calvin Austin the other day and his role as the second receiver in that offense, which will maybe be the case. And we need to move Calvin Austin up in the rankings. That being noted, Washington offers a red zone target, a red zone presence, a dominant presence that could rival Metcalf, you know, just as far as them being potential, you know, lightning post in the end zone. So there's definitely a chance there. I think he'll be largely touchdown dependent, and we hate that in fantasy, but I mean, Aaron Rodgers under center, and, you know, if Aaron Rodgers, you know, starts to get his pull, his, you know, shift his weight around there, you know, anything's possible.
Yeah, even Mercedes Lewis could come out of retirement. That could probably – I'm just kidding. Right. That's not gonna happen. Here's the question.
Randall Cobb could end up taking Calvin Austin's place.
Let's go out on this. Darnell Washington, Calvin Austin, 1v1. 6'7" versus 5'7". Who catches more touchdowns in 2025?
Oh, it's got to be Calvin Austin.
We'll be right back.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.